Only half of the respondents to a small poll said that if they were suffering from anxiety or depression, they'd submit to genetic testing to determine which medication could work best, although they were enthusiastic about the same testing for a physical health issue like a heart problem. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
For James Crawford, finding the right medication for his depression was a grueling challenge.
You definitely get demoralized after a while when therapy doesn't seem to do anything, psychiatric medications don't do anything, and all you really do is exist.
Then his psychiatrist recommended trying a genetic test offered through the company Genomind. The company has tested 80,000 people. After completing a simple saliva test, Crawford and his psychiatrist discovered that traditional drugs used for depression weren't effective on him, but an anti-seizure medication and a supplement were. Now, Crawford says he feels fantastic, but it's hard to think back to the days before he found the right treatment.
You don't realize how much you miss when you're depressed. You miss out on joy when you're depressed. You miss out on love when you're depressed.
It's that often difficult process of finding the right med or combination of meds that Genomind is trying to help people circumvent, says Christina Haberman, their vice president of marketing.
This trial and error process can go on for months and potentially years, and sometimes patients never remit. They never see any resolution of their symptoms.
So why, in Genomind's poll of 1,000 people, did more people say they would try genetic testing for something like heart disease? Haberman says the company thinks the answer lies in stigma. They hope to combat that by doing more studies on the test and its role steering people toward more effective treatments. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.